RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And be careful out there driving on the roads. You get snow squalls rearing up every once in a while. It really is blinding out there. It's icy. So be careful. Hopefully the conditions get better. Visibility, I guess, you know, it all depends if you're in a squall or not. If you're not, it looks like right now it looks pretty good here, at least from our studios. It looks fine. But there's also a couple inches of snow on the ground, and we know how that can be. And because it's colder out, yeah, it's not like it's melting anytime soon. I saw the Free Press tweeted out the Upper Peninsula sees up to 2 feet of snow. It's always amazing to me, the lake effect and how much more they have to endure up there than what we do down here in Southeast Michigan. Nonetheless, just be careful out there. Just a word of the wise and a word to the masses. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I had a bunch of texts coming in. Champ, Red Wings 3-0 against the Leafs this season. Chump, Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell running too much man coverage with all the missing DBs is crazy. Or I should say Lions DC. I'm going to have to assume that's defensive coordinator. Running too much man coverage with all the missing defensive backs is crazy. Champ, Mo Sider. He's been playing phenomenal defense, and he's been a top three defenseman in the league this year. Chump, Jahmyr Gibbs for screwing over my fantasy team that should have won it all. Yeah, well, if it weren't for Jahmyr Gibbs, you probably wouldn't have been in the running in the first place, my friend. But that being said, by the Red Wings, the win last night in overtime, Simon Edvinson with the winner. What a goal. what a sequence that turned out. You know, I think Austin Matthews ripped one off of the crossbar in overtime. Red Wings turn around, skate right down the ice. Looks like the goaltender's going to come out and clear the puck and spring Matthews for what might be a breakaway. He kind of mishandles it. Edvinson sprints up, gets it, skates in on the goaltender, puts a move in, backhand goal winner. Just great. Losing both safeties is devastating, and I'm concerned that Kirby Joseph will never be back, at least the way that he was. It's going to be tough to rebuild. That's from Dave Rogers. I've got real concerns about Kirby Joseph, too. We don't really know the full extent of what he's dealing with. It sounded like, from early reports, that, yeah, this is going to be a problem, a chronic problem, perhaps, that he has to deal with. That it's like, I don't know, some kind of cartilage issue that's going to be painful. And is he going to be able to endure pain in addition to what else is going on there structurally? It's really unfortunate because Kirby Joseph is an absolute ball hawk. He's been outstanding for this team, and they need him. I think that, to me, when we go to like turning points of the season, Ken, you look to that Giants game. To me, it was losing Kirby Joseph when they lost him, which was, I think, a week or two prior to that. Because then they start rotating a whole bunch of guys at safety that just, they're not Kirby Joseph. And what Kirby Joseph does is he just patrols out there and takes advantage. And then you compound the problem by losing Brian Branch. Now you've lost two outstanding safeties. And now the team's on a 3-game losing streak going into the last, limping into the last week of the season. And I think you look just right there at the safeties. Dan Campbell's a great guy and great motivator, but he does not make good coaching decisions, and that's the problem. A good coach gets us into the playoffs this year, and would have been the difference in a win or two. I think Dan Campbell is better than a good coach. And it-
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Do I wish he was a little more conservative on these fourth down plays? Yeah, I do. For me, it's like a fourth and three decision. I'm more conservative in nature, so I would probably take the points in a lot of these plays where they go for it. But I think when you can take a step back after the season's done, and when you look at your fourth down conversion rate on the season and see how drastically different it is this year from years past where it was very successful. And this year it hasn't been. I'm hopeful that that's going to play a role into decision-making next year. And maybe it's going to be an NFL thing too. Because I imagine it's around the NFL is like that too. As teams have gotten more comfortable going for it on fourth down, that the numbers will tell you otherwise.
Dan Campbell was definitely ahead of his time as far as being aggressive with the fourth down calls. Now you see it. It's not even a question with a lot of these teams. Once they cross the 50, it feels like almost everyone's going for it now, right? And Dan Campbell's kind of the first guy to do this. Maybe he can also be ahead of his time as not going for it as much anymore and pulling back a little bit, because it's one thing to have that mentality and that culture, and I totally get it, and he trusts his players and they believe in him and he believes in them. But sometimes if you don't have the horses to do it, the guys to pull it off, you should kick the field goal. You know, this isn't the same offensive line that was in years past.
No, it's not. There's so many different
So you don't have
changes.
The tight ends. You don't have like all these pieces that you're making these, converting these fourth downs with last year and the year before. You don't have this year. So maybe, just maybe, sometimes you got to kick it.
Yeah, because you're working with different information.
Yes.
So as the information changes, I think the thought process has to change and evolve as well. And I'm hopeful that can happen sooner than later, because I do think it had cost him a game. At least one game, I think it cost him this year. I think it might be a little unfair to, you know, pick and choose the Steelers game, because they passed on the field goal early, and as things worked out, all they needed was a field goal to win, or to tie, I guess, at the time would have been, but if they had to kick the field goal, it would have been a field goal to win. But that's, you know, couldn't be revisionist thinking, too, because that happened. Them not kicking the field goal happened early in the game, their second possession. And who knows how different things are going to be, how different teams operate from that point on. 248-539-9797. Same number to text if you'd like to do that. Logan is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Logan.
Hey, Gator. Hey, Cam.
Hey.
Just wanted to, so many points I wanted to touch on after listening for a bit, but I'll start with pretty much, I think, Gator, you brought up like kind of how you view games, you know, with like your own current fandom now. And I think like I've gotten to the point now, after watching, you know, the past two or three seasons, and actually for the first time in my, you know, relatively young life, seeing the Lions actually have a group of talent capable of winning the Super Bowl. And as everybody likes to say, have a Super Bowl window. You know, I watch every single game with the thought of, you know, if this team actually can. And I know everybody was riding super high last season when they were 15-2, and rightly so. I mean, they gritted out a lot of wins. But I was going into that Commanders game with as much doubt as I feel like some people had this season, just due to the personnel that we actually had on defense. So I watch every single game with just, I guess, that thought of, you know, what personnel do we have on the field that's actually capable of winning the Super Bowl? So, I mean, for this season, I mean, like you said, as soon as we lost Kirby Joseph, I didn't necessarily check out. Like, I'm an NFL football fan. I watch football all day long, every day, right? So that's kind of why I will always watch the Lions every single time that they are on, and I will enjoy watching them. Obviously not as much when they get punked like they did versus the Vikings, but, you know, that's just the way that I view it. So for the past couple of seasons, it has really hurt because there's been moments where you're like, darn, you know, like if we just didn't lose Hutchinson, or if we just, you know, kept one of our cornerbacks when the NFC Championship game, or just a couple of things here and there, we definitely would have had obviously better chances of succeeding. So for this season, I mean, after we lost Kirby and then ended up losing Branch, I just, you know, all that hope of actually having a Super Bowl this season kind of left me, because you need to have guys,
personnel
being able to defend.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. And particularly in the back end, you know, you lose two guys that are Pro Bowl players like that. That's tough. It's really tough because it's so exciting when you have them. I mean, to know that they had those guys, they can make up for not having, for having to play backups at the cornerback position. You can make up for that if you've got great safeties. And for years, I wanted the Lions to have that guy, because I always thought that the greatest defenses in the NFL, you know, that we had seen over the last 30 years, I thought that they had a great safety. You know, that Sean Taylor type guy, that Ed Reed type guy. More so Ed Reed, I guess. But I thought that they had that with Brian Branch. Kirby Joseph is a different type of player. He's the guy that's going to, you know, make the interception. Great coverage. But Brian Branch is all over the place. I love Brian Branch. And this injury that he suffered, God, that sucks. It really sucks. He's going to be out for a while. And I think the Lions have to go into the draft and have to look at it and see, you know, how do we evaluate some of these safeties. The safety for Ohio State is outstanding. Likely to be gone on the top 10 picks. You know, but is that a guy that you move up to take? It's not a lineman. But, you know, it'd be tough to pass on if a guy like that is available. But that's just an early take on the draft. I still think they need to address the offensive line. And by the time you get to the draft, you'll know what they've done in free agency. You'll know what kind of decision is made with Frank Ragnow. And it could help set some other wheels in motion. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. You want to offer up your champ and chump votes, feel free. We got 45 minutes left to do that. And we'll continue with your calls and texts next here on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.